Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide. John B. Wells is coming up. We'll take calls in this hour. Into the next hour, we're going to talk about all the latest scandals on the IRS, the wiretapping, the police state, and really the big news. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. Man, that is a military-industrial complex total coup d'etat. That's what Eisenhower warned of. And I mean, right now, this even blew me away. And, I mean, why not? They said NATO commands our military now. So why not just say now that this is Vichy French stuff? And that's why every sports show, every show, worship the military. It doesn't take care of the people that are in the military. It's create a cult of the military, do whatever it says, as they train for war against us. God Almighty. And I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm crying out to God. I just repent to God for everything I've done, even though I try to be a good person. My gut instinct is just get right with God. I tell you, man, this is really bad. You read what they're getting ready for, civil collapse and all this stuff. Man, they're going to kill the dollar. They're going to hammer down. And let me tell you, this spoiled, rotten general public's going to go absolutely ape. Globalists know exactly what they're doing. And I've been too close to this too long. I mean, I'm not even really prepared and ready for this. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm tired of evil. I'm sick of evil being sold as sexy. Evil is a child sitting there in burnt brown, yellow grass, emaciated with their ribs sticking out with buzzards waiting for them to collapse and die. That's your sexiness of your evil. And I wish this could be stopped. You know, I get up here with bravado and just get real cynical and dark satire and try to bull my way through all this. And the reason InfoWars has been successful despite all the odds is people who have discernment know I'm totally for real. That's why every cosmology created out there by the enemy is that I'm not real, because they're not real and they hate it. They have sold their souls, and they hate me because I still have my soul. And let me tell you something, and that's the answer to everything. They hate you because you have a soul. They hate you because you value genuineness and honorableness and steadfastness. They hate you because you didn't sell out. That's why they hate good people, and they're never going to stop till they've killed every one of us. You understand that? Who did the Soviets go after? They go after their own communists. If they found out it was somebody who was really good, who just played along, and who didn't enjoy it. And they go after other evil people that they were afraid of because they were so evil. They go after everybody. There's no peace. There's no rest for the wicked. All there is hell on earth. And I see too much, man. Let me tell you, I know why people don't want to see this. I know why people want to be dumbed down. They want to go get drunk to forget the whole world. Because being alive is the biggest trip of all. Being aware. Having clarity. Clarity is so hardcore, people just can't handle it. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth, to quote a famous movie. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls, John B. Wells, and a ton of news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Friday worldwide broadcast. It is the 17th day, ladies and gentlemen, of May 2013. We've got 2 hours left. We're now into the second hour. I know XM Channel 244 joins us and a lot of other AM and FM affiliates. We're going to be joined in the balance of the hour by John B. Wells, Saturday host and very popular host of Coast to Coast AM. And I love their whole team over there, but just amazing guy. And, of course, he's got a professional voice talent, one of the top voice talents in the country. So it's not hard on the ears like listening to my show. And we're going to be talking to him about all these scandals and more in a moment. But I've got to tell listeners, if you go up to InfoWars.com right now, there is giant breaking news. The Army has come out, and it showed up in the U.S. Code that they're now saying they're outside of Congress and the president during any civil disturbance, widespread or localized civil disturbances. They're calling it a rule change and an instruction. Now, DOD is telling people now you can't have your plastic 3D printable gun. No law, no nothing. The DOD orders you, Cody Wilson, last week, do not do this. They are now, they call it an instruction, but it's now showed up in the U.S. code. And they are, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it was bombshell, seismic, if you know world history and the Constitution, last year when the DOD in three different congressional hearings, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the Chairman Dempsey, told Congress, we don't need you for appropriations, we don't need you for war-making authority, or any response, we get that from NATO. It'd be bad enough if he said from the president, who does not make war, who they execute what Congress says, because you don't want a dictator. I mean, that's treason, red alert, insane, third world dictatorship, North Korea, you know, run screaming for the hills. I mean, if you try that in communist China, they arrest you. You know, I mean, it's at least got to be the big party group. I mean, this is dictatorship. Now, what Eisenhower warned of, the undue influence, whether sought or unsought, of the military-industrial complex, controlled by a technocratic scientific elite. That was the full quote. And folks, they're now saying the DOD, and they've been all over marking their territory, every town, every city, checkpoints, black helicopter raids, buying off police chiefs, Delta Force running free speech zones, beating people up in Seattle. I told an Esquire writer that. He didn't believe me because he was there. He went and looked it up and goes, it's in all the newspapers at that time. I never heard that. Oh, really? You didn't hear that? I've interviewed the police chiefs, you know, 15 years ago of major cities like San Antonio, where Delta Force shows up and goes, we want you to be our friend. Here's $100,000. The police chief says, excuse me? I was in the Army in Vietnam in intelligence. Are you trying to, buy me in a clandestine operation? You're going to do a special forces operation on me to buy me to join you? And they said, we're sorry you feel that way. And it turned out he thought it was a test of loyalty. But he was still like, the Army shouldn't be involved. And they found out, no. The mayor, the fire chief, they all took the money. What did the Vichy French do? They, for 5 years, Hitler quietly bought off 9 out of 10 of the general staff of the French military. The French just stood down. The Blitzkrieg was not even real. They went after the British Expeditionary Force that was there and ran into Dunkirk. This is all mainline history. The French stood down. 2 weeks into the attack, Hitler went to Paris to survey it. Went to the Eiffel Tower, went to the tomb of Napoleon. And that's how they took over Iraq in 2003. They bought off the general staff, the Iraqis, 90%+ again stood down, same number. They bought them off. Then everybody down to privates got cash. Private, here's 5,000 for doing a good job. Captain, here's 50,000 for doing a good job. General, here's 5 million. They did that to corrupt everybody. America cares about you. We flew in $50 billion. We're going to serve it up to you. And then after that, they said, now you're going to run narcotics back into America, or we're going to report that $50,000 you got, Captain. The captain says, well, I didn't know you set me up. I'm not going to do that. Really? Can you talk to me in your office for a minute? Captain, get that file out for me. Boom! Right in the back of the head. Thousands of officers suicided. Boom! Yeah! All on record. That all came out. That's what runs America. And now they've come out and said the military will do whatever it wants in America outside of the president and outside of Congress. And who runs the military? NATO. That's why we've had guests on that you know really represent the Pentagon saying stuff to Obama lately that would just blew me away. That's what's going on here. And that's all crystallizing now, ladies and gentlemen. This country is in the middle of a power struggle over who gets to be dictator. I mean, we are in incredible trouble. John B. Wells, I appreciate you coming on. Keep you a little bit in the next hour if you can do it. Got you on a little bit late here. JBWells.com. He's the Saturday host of Coast to Coast AM.com. In addition to serving as an announcer for CBS, the late show with Craig Kilborn. Wells has lent his voice to Oliver Stone's JFK, talk radio films, and appeared in several other movies. I'm not going to go over his whole deal. The Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush. Love his voice. Love his mind even more. And he's just been kicking butt at coasttocoastam.com. He's got Caravan to Midnight.com. What a great name, as one of his other sites. And he joins us. You know, I just went into that breaking news, sure, and we'll get into all the other news. But what do you make of that John B. Wells tied into the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, all of it?
I think this country, Alex, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the program. It's good to talk with you. I wish we could chat more often, simply because on your program, we pretty much get to let it all hang out, to use that term from the dinosaurs, the dinosaur age. But what do I make of it? I think this country is in a terrible state of denial. I really do. I think that John Lennon's song about keep them dope with religion and sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still bleeping peasants, as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. And I think we've been doped with religion and sex and TV. And when I say religion, I don't mean faith. I mean religion. And we are... This is so beautifully orchestrated. Somebody, either there really is one great dark power that runs this earth, as is stated in the Holy Scriptures.
Oh, it's not human. No, exactly. The more I study it, it is a entity. It is. Call it whatever you want. A dark force is running this. And that's what I've come down to, is I'm facing this thing, and I just wish people knew how much peril they're in, John.
Well, the thing about it is, Alex, is what we have to remember is... the ones who get it, and the ones who don't get it are never going to get it. And that's just the cold, hard, harsh reality. We would like to think that we'll wake them up, we'll enlighten them, we'll rise up as one people, and we'll quell this evil, but a lot of people are just going to go right along with it. This is something that I find very interesting, not to stray too far away, because you ask a question, what do I make of all this? I think there's about to be a war against the civilian population, and I'll tell you why. Everywhere you go, if you look at every false flag operation through history, from the battleship Maine to the Lusitania to Pearl Harbor to the Gulf of Tonkin to 9/11, on and on and on, these false flags were all in furtherance of developing a war-like atmosphere. And what happens when you have a war going on? Well, the citizens die, the leaders largely are preserved, and it's business as usual. I mean, Germany was a highly sophisticated, still is, in those days, was a highly sophisticated society, music, literature, art, everything. And virtually the entire place was destroyed. Look at them now. They're the ones propping up the entire European Union. So people die, and business goes on. Which goes back to the scripture, and I don't want to turn this into a sermon, but it's like the love of money is the root of all evil. And this is all about money. And when you look at the money that has been made from these ongoing undeclared wars, such as Vietnam, Korea even, to a lesser extent, but still Korea as well, and now this ongoing war on terror, you can see that wherever there is chaos, you know that expression, follow the chaos. That's where the opportunity is. I'm thinking that the Middle East may be close to being tapped out. China and Russia got the oil deals. We didn't. It was all about oil in Iraq, but no, I don't think we got into the oil. We're still exporting oil. And I'm thinking the next big playground, the next big boom town, sorry about the pun, is going to be the U.S. I think that tearing down this society and then rebuilding it is going to mean big bucks for somebody.
I totally agree with you. And it is very saddening to, you know, to see it unfolding. But I think at the same time, it's part of a test of society and culture. And this is what makes humanity great, is the adversity. And it's been the liberty we had was so great. We became fat, dumb, and happy generationally. And so the checks and balances were so great that it held it back for a long time. But the evil grew in the secret places and got very big. And now it's out in the open. And people who've been in denial are so invested in saying that it isn't real, that now they're going to deny things even as the country burns.
Well, look what's going on up there in these hearings. Look at this so-called attorney general. And look, you know, I realize that opening my big mouth like this, and I'm happy to be in league with you in this regard, because you don't hold back, and I kind of have to unless I'm able to come on with you. But let's look at this attorney.
We'll stay there. Let's hear. Let's get into the current scandals with John B. Wells of CoastToCoastAM.com. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. This is not a game, folks.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast AM Saturdays, joins us right now. You were getting into the scandal that's deepening right now. Of course, they're using the IRS to harass libertarians and patriots. Of course, they are. You know, the lady that ran it all is now over Obamacare. Now they're going to share your medical records everywhere. You know, they're saying our military is run by NATO and is now even above the president. Well, why not? That's what it was when they said last year NATO was over it. And if they just say it in a lawyerly way, we're now in basically a military coup d'etat. To quote Carlos from Hop, which is French for coup d'etat, you know, some gallows humor there. So, John B. Wells, you're getting to that point. Go ahead.
Well, I just think that we're in a cold civil war right now. I really do, and I know that's dangerous talk. I don't think I'm doing myself, and maybe not even you, as vocal as you are about these issues, any favors by saying something like that. But I would submit to you that we are in a cold civil war. It just hasn't happened yet. You have a president up there that does nothing but deny. You have an attorney general that goes all the way back to the Oklahoma bombing. Assistant attorney general under Clinton? He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. Didn't know anything about Benghazi. Didn't know anything about the IRS scandal. Didn't know anything about anything. He's just deny, 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 deny. Alex, I bought a book, and I've got a little story for you here in a minute. It's a quick one. I bought a little book. Cost me $50. I found one copy on Amazon, and so I bought it. And it's called My New Order by Adolf Hitler. And it's mostly his speeches. If you get this book and you read it, you will see that you are experiencing virtually the same thing that's printed on these pages. But here's something else. A friend of mine in Germany, you know, I would tease him all the time about this and that, Nazi this, Nazi that. And among the things that he told me, just pieces over the years, were that he and his wife, if they speak in their dialect, their little colloquialisms and slang, the people who speak what they call bookish German have no idea what he's talking about. So I stored that piece of data. Then he said that even his dad said, why do you have to speak so bookish? And I stored that piece of data because dad thought he was just being a little bit too uptight. Then this gal came over from Munich, and she was a yoga girl. Oh. And my friend said, Stephanie speaks very bookish German. Then eventually we started talking, we just brought up Mein Kampf, and he said, John, that book made no sense to me whatsoever. I could not understand anything that he was trying to write. The years went by, and it came up again, and he said, John, I read Mein Kampf in English, and it made so much sense to me. And I thought, you mean you understood what was being written? He said, yes. I thought to myself, I wonder if that means that it was originally written in English and translated into German, in which case, how deep do these roots go?
Wow. It's funny you bring that up. We were talking yesterday about mainline history, but it's not popularly known that our government and the British government actually funded Hitler and his rise, and that he had a peace treaty with the British and a deal with the King of England, Edward VIII, to launch World War II, and that England was going to join him, and then they double-crossed him. And that's like mainline history, but it's not on History Channel.
That's right. And Wallace Simpson had nothing to do with Edward's abdication so that George could take over. Nothing at all. It's because it was generally known in those circles that Edward and Adolf were buddy-buddy. And they were.
Well, yeah, he was German. But, I mean, again, you're informed. It wasn't about the divorce. But the general public's like, the British were Nazis? Take Prince Philip, his cousin, the head of the Netherlands. He was an SS officer.
Pretty small club, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, founder of the Bilderberg Group.
Well, these people have the capacity to make very, very long-range plans. Most citizens make a plan that's the length of their latest car loan. But these people plan 50 years, 100 years. They understand that to shape a global society, it's going to take a minute to do that because they'll be met with resistance if they try and push the agenda too quickly. So they just push it slowly. It appears that we may have been and may in future even more so take orders from the United Nations. And I think we know that everywhere the United Nations shows up with their blue helmets and their rifles, chaos and hell comes with them. So since when did we start taking orders from the United Nations? Since when does some universal arms treaty apply to us? Well, I don't know. The only way that we can turn this around is to make our lists and do everything that we possibly can to remove people in office who shouldn't be there. We can do this. But someone has to do the legwork. Someone has to do the research.
Exactly. And the general public has to have a psychological and spiritual break with these globalists. Because remember, there was no world government, and we were kooks. Now it's here, but we're kooks because we don't want it. I mean, it's incredible. Stay there. John B. Wells is our guest. Call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know why that was not done? There are exceptions to that rule. I do not know, however. Again, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know exactly how IRS is constructed. I don't know when the subpoena was issued. Well, I don't know precisely. I don't know. I don't know the specific questions. Now, again, I don't know what happened.
Well, either you know or you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know when. I don't know. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Oh, all right.
I did not know. I don't know what you are going to ask me. I didn't know. I technically don't know. I don't know.
I know nothing.
That's right, and that is Sergeant Schultz, Ozzy Osbourne, and the Attorney General all telling you, I know nothing, nothing. I tell you, it is really a crazy world. We are going back to our guest, who I hope can stay with us a little bit in the next hour and ride shotgun and take phone calls today. Amazing talk show host. Whenever I'm out driving around on Saturday, night or then on Sunday night because they re-air it locally the next night. I loved listening to John B. Wells. And he has a lot of courage, too, because I've been a guest on his show. He has a lot of other patriots on his broadcast, and it's just, you know, on over 500 affiliates. So he reaches probably every night 5 million people, 6 million people when he does the Saturday show. So it's just wonderful to have him there doing that. Before I go any further, by the way, we put 80,000 of the magazine each month that we sell in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. We put 80,000 as a test on the streets of San Antonio and Austin. And this sold out. The issue sold out in about 5 days. The, I don't know, what was it, 30-something thousand we kept back, you know, to sell it bulk, you know, to get the word out. Because people really pay attention to a big glossy color magazine full of graphics and three free bumper stickers in it and so much more. But it sold out. I mean, the last time we had something sell out that quick was magazine's like into its 10th issue now. I guess we had one sell out in about 2 weeks. This sold out in less than a week. So we ran out and found 1,000 or so, you know, that had just been put on the street and pulled those back off. And then there was such a demand, I said, just scour everywhere. So we sent out the crew, and they were able to get a little more than 1,000 again. But that is it, and it will be sold out very, very quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. You can buy them individually or in bulk. And it also supports the broadcast because we're selling these limited amount at an actual profit. Imagine that evil idea, so we can try to print more magazines. It's just something I believe in, you know, going low-tech while we dominate high-tech as well, another tentacle on the resistance against the globalist hydra. And if you want to really support us financially, support our sponsors on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Buy the great products. If you hear me promoting something, that means I endorse it. Now, there's ads on the network. I haven't been able to investigate that stuff. Support some of it. Don't support some of it because I don't know about it. But InfoWarsHealth.com, I believe in that and support it. Best stuff out there, InfoWarsHealth.com. The ProPure gravity-fed water filtration, best out there. Stainless steel spigot, blows away the competition, 10% off with promo code WATER. And we are the most hardcore, in-the-face organization. We need to be financially strong. I'm trying to hire more journalists, more camera people, more editors, more researchers to do more. I've got more than 100 unfinished projects I've even gotten out because I'm so busy. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the daytime show, to hear the see in high def the nighttime news show. Go to InfoWars.com/show and find all the free podcast stuff, the free iPhone and Android apps. And you may already have them. Send that link to friends. Here's the free video link of the daytime show. InfoWars.com/show. And, you know, we were the biggest news story covering the Boston false flag, clearly a false flag, for over a week. The number one news system in the world when it came to that issue. And it freaked them out. I mean, let me tell you, we're in danger. And I don't just say that. I mean, it's like watch your six. I mean, we got TIE fighters on our butt. And you know what? I know that. I understand no matter what happens to us, I'm committed. I ask for all this. It's just that we need your support. I mean, I can't imagine how anybody out there would not support PrisonPlanet.tv, would not become a member when you can share it with more than 11 people. 11 people can simultaneously log in with the same username and passcode, but usually people aren't using it. I wish they would. So I say share it with 30, 40 friends and family. Give it to them as an e-card. You know, present it. Hey, this is your free, you know, monthly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Go see these films. See this live news show. That's how we reach more people. Tell people about the XM channel we're on. Tell people about the local AM and FM channel, like 1530 in Chicago, getting really good ratings after having us on for about less than a year. You know, things like that. It's a big deal we're on the air. The system doesn't like this. It shows they're not in total control. So I don't spend a lot of time promoting sponsors and things, and I don't get much of the funding you hear on the network radio ads. Most of it's local or the network. I need your support to continue to expand in the face of the New World Order. And I appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you. And you support people like John B. Wells who tell the truth. John, I'm ranting, and I got a bunch of news, obviously, to cover. Here it all is. IRS stalled, conservatives groups. getting 501c3 or others, but gave speedy approval to Obama foundations. Agency used planted questions to reveal scandal. Well, of course, I mean, in the Eastern Germany, you know, the party members decided which women could be stars and demanded sex from all of them. That's what having government-run things is like. Absolutely not illegal is what the White House is now saying, the scum house. Is this still America? Charles Rangel outraged, wrong to abuse the tax system. In charge during Tea Party, targeting now runs IRS Obamacare office. Of course they're going to use your medical records and leak them to the press. They've already done that. IRS henchwoman got $103,000 in bonuses for raking people over the coals. That's the kind of stuff up on DrudgeReport.com. You know, spying on the media, spying on the cloakroom. It just goes on and on what's going on. And then meanwhile, military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. That is the equivalent of a nuclear bomb going off in D.C. I mean, it's bad enough to say NATO's in charge. Now the military's in charge themselves, but they say they follow orders from NATO. That's a narcotics trafficking Bilderberg group, Nazi-founded organization. That's what I'm saying, man. We're overrun, and I'm ranting. You've got the floor.
Well, I wish I could rant like that. So I appreciate being able to do it by proxy, Alex. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the thing is that you know that thing about one bad apple can spoil the barrel?
Yes.
That's really true. The strident liberals, I mean, I get an email every once in a while going, you're just a right winger. It's like given a choice between the right wing and the left. I'm most assuredly a right winger. Heard McDermott today say in those hearings, as much as I don't like the right wing, and I thought to myself, well, McDermott, you are have traditionally been an idiot, and I don't know how you remain in power. But I began to wonder, what is it about the right that you don't like exactly? They foment lies. That is their stock in trade. Oh, the Tea Party, that's just that's a bunch of racists. I have seen no racism whatsoever, nothing at any of those gatherings of the Tea Partiers. Oh, they want to play it. And all they have to do is just going back to dear old Uncle Adolf. All you have to do is continue to beat that drum. And some of these people, enough of them to make a difference, are going to go along with it. But yes, we have been hijacked by a criminal regime. End of story. It's been visibly corrupt since the Kennedy assassination. But we're distracted. We're distracted with one war after another. What happened to North Korea? I put out over at Coast to Coast AM, I said, you know, my source, and it's a good one, and I cannot name him. You only have my word for it, but I've given it to you. There are things going on behind the scenes. You won't be hearing anything from, I'm paraphrasing here, you won't be hearing much out of Kim Jong-un in the very near future. And what happened? He just drops right off the scope. He's gone. Not another word about it. One minute he's threatening Austin, L.A., and you know, every place else, threatening Japan and all that, and the next minute he's gone. Well, why is that? It's because China pulled the chain on his money. That's what this is all about. This is all about money. And these people are going to soak the citizens of this nation for everything they can. Everything. They will disarm us if it comes down to it. They will pit the races against each other, and the liberals will continue to push this ridiculous immigration reform. You know what my immigration reform is? Go home now. All illegal aliens must leave now, just like any other country. You can't just come here and just decide, well, we like it here. All 11, they say 11 million. I'm thinking more like 30 million. Oh, we're going to run across the border and have a baby. Now the baby's a citizen. It's an anchor baby. We're here. That's just wrong. Why are they doing that?
Mexico doesn't let you do that. And again, the government's then there to try to make them clients of the government for the political takeover. And then they use it to create a national ID card for the citizens. Again,
right.
I mean, all these bills are piggybacked with a bunch of other garbage. And notice they're trying to get everything passed right now. And the military talks about massive, widespread disturbances that are so bad, for the first time in history, the president or the Congress may not be there to respond to it. During the Cold War, they didn't have this on the books. What do you think they're getting ready for?
Well, I still think this economic collapse, going back to the money thing, I think the money is the trigger for everything. I was just looking at this thing called The Trader's Wire, and it's the article is 10 scenes from the ongoing global economic collapse. 27% unemployment, 60% youth unemployment in Greece, Detroit and Michigan. Detroit, Michigan is insolvent, rapidly running out of cash. Economic despair in France, 7,000 abandoned buildings in Dayton, Ohio, overwhelmed by squatters in Spain, the collapse of Chinese power consumption, horrible economic data coming out of the second largest economy on the planet, that would be China, one out of every five U.S. households on food stamps, child hunger in America, the tremendous suffering of hundreds of millions of people, desperately poor people that we never even heard
about.
Cities
are going bankrupt all over the country, not just Detroit. And then you'll have city managers paid $800,000.
Yes. You know, Alex, I think what we should do is invoke that old radio bumper from back in the Stone Age, which is tell your friends about InfoWars. Tell your friends to wake up. Pull your friends into it. One person can pull, like you alluded to earlier, 10, 15 people, 10 or 15 of their friends into it. People thought that I was completely just, you know, looking for trouble, looking for some sort of a conspiracy somewhere. But over the last 3 years, there's a new little circle of friends that I developed. They're saying, you know, what you said actually came to pass. I said, oh, yes, and there's much more. Educate yourself. Don't listen. Don't repeat things like a parrot. Go to the net and go look for yourself. But, you know, Alex, the thing that I find extraordinary is there is still some underlying credibility that mainstream media has. Now, I popped off last Saturday night and said that of the four major news outlets, excluding, I'm talking about the network people, I liked Fox the best because at least they'll talk about it. The other ones won't even talk about it. And then when you look at Gates, Bill Gates, and his MSNBC, I'm sure that most people do not know that that means Microsoft NBC, and
yes.
It does. Well, people don't believe it. You say that to them, and they don't believe it. And they say things like, and you know this, that Alex Jones must work for the CIA because, you know, he's still walking around out there. It's Alex Jones's visibility that keeps him safe. And I intend to keep you as visible as possible. And you can trust me on this, brother. Unless they get me at the same time, if anything happens to you, you're going to have a crew of some real serious cats trying to find out what happened to you. So,
well, I appreciate it, brother. That feels good. That's why I try to, you know, hook up with other people like you. I try to promote other people over the years and try to fight the globalists because I know how real it is. You know how real it is. And, yeah, that's what Jim Garrison said, of course, of JFK fame. He said, look, they said, why are you still alive? And everybody else is dead. Because I'm visible. People think hiding and groveling gives them protection from mafias and gangs. It's the opposite. They go after the low-lying, cowardly fruit.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I read a very, very interesting article. I think it came from the UK Daily Mail. Now, this is not picking on people who don't eat their Wheaties, so to speak, but according to a study conducted by a British scientific institute, I'd get into it here, but I'll be doing the same thing Rubio did with his bottle of water. It seems that their study revealed that physically strong men are more inclined to be on the right, while not physically strong men are inclined to be for the welfare state and for just a generally socialistic environment. Now, their study did not reveal any difference whatsoever in women who were either physically fit, physically strong women, or the more petite ones who don't work out all the time, except maybe just keep themselves toned. As we consume these poisonous foods, and as we are encouraged to participate in behavior that is not really very good for us, I think we're developing more weakness generally. And when you make people weak and you give them health problems, now this is getting out on the fringe a little bit, but once you've contributed enough to the poor health condition of the population, they're going to drift toward, please take care of me. I'm not strong enough to take care of myself. I went to a rock and roll concert, just to say I did, last week, and I was appalled at my generation's physical condition. These people were so overweight and looked so unhealthy, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Even the younger ones looked a little rough. But I mean, this
I saw that study you were talking about, and in the rats that they feed GMO, even if they exercise them, they get fat because the body's kind of putting it on as a defense mechanism. And you're absolutely right. I mean, in animal husbandry, you feed aggressive species of domesticated animals certain diets that are known to make them more passive, and that's it. Men and women that are statist are usually so cowardly, they really believe the state loves them and is their daddy. And see, that's their daddy, and they're perpetual children. Well, the men are children of the state. The women are the ladies of the state. The state is their husband. And that's actually how the Romans, 2,000 years ago, in slave manuals that I've covered on air, described it. The women we marry to the state, and then the men will be perpetual children under the house slave that is the woman.
If they can get the women to do it, I'll tell you, I gave a little tribute to mothers on Mother's Day, early Mother's Day morning, and mothers are proof positive that the women really are stronger. And what I find is that the women who send emails to me at the Coast address are... They email me in greater numbers than the men do. There are a lot of support from the men out there.
Oh no, I'm not demonizing women. I'm saying the women that are statist see this government as their husband, and the men are perpetual children. That's the globalist model. But I agree with you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bells. build the big guns. It'd build the death planes. It'd build all the bombs. It'd hide behind walls.
All right, I got to apologize to
it'd
callers.
Hide behind big.
But, you know, it's just there's so much news to cover. I want to go to Steve. I want to go to Casey, Yote, Eric, Phil, everybody. We're going to get to you. You've been holding a while. After they leave us, other people can call in. We'll have John B. Wells with us riding shotgun for the whole next hour to cover news and take your calls. I want listeners to understand something, though, because I come at this, what John was just talking about, from a position of being angry at somebody trying to make me and my family a slave. And when they're doing it to you, I take it personal. Because if it can happen to you, it can happen to me. It's called empathy, folks. You know, I mean, I see something happen to somebody else's kids by the government or a group, I take it like it's my kid. Okay, and I know why people get callous and manipulative, because it's painful to sit there and really have empathy. But you know what? You're alive when you do. And the so-called left are a bunch of authoritarians. They're an authoritarian cult. The right is their placeholder. It works with them, but it's not really a real right wing. You know, if you use that term, pro-gun, family, that's all talk, too, to move the paradigm over. They're really authoritarians with a globalist, technocratic agenda. That's their own words. And they are hell-bent on radically transforming humanity into a system they control to reduce population. So this doesn't end at a good place. You know, they're not breaking eggs to make a great utopian omelet. It always creates a nightmare because that's what they want to create. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer created his own little heaven. It's a nightmare for you or I, a heaven for him. And you know, I get up here and tell it like it is because the reality is hardcore. John B. Wells, we're going to go to break here. Got a 5-minute segment coming up, and a 12-minute segment, and a 6-minute segment, and an 18-minute segment, and a 5-minute segment. But that's what's left in the broadcast today. But I want to start going to the calls when we start the next hour. I will go directly to them until we go through a couple boards of them. But you've heard what I've laid out here. What else is on your radar screen? And I agree with you. I've noticed it's women that are the most charged up and aggressive against the New World Order who get it. So I wasn't scapegoating women as bad. And I know you weren't saying that. I want to clarify it. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. As you know, 80% of advertising, roughly, in the West is targeted at women because women make most of the decisions. And, I mean, that's the way it's been in every culture. And so that's why women are targeted. That's why I bring up the women. Your comments on that.
Yes, and I didn't mean to suggest, however obliquely, that you were doing that. So let me just make that perfectly clear. No, you were not doing that, and neither was I. What I'm saying is, ladies, here's the fact of the matter. You have more power than you think. I understand. I heard a guy say something one time. I'm going to go ahead and blurt this out, Alex, that he never heard such language coming out of people in his life, in his restaurant. And I said, what do you think is doing this? And he eventually said, the attempted exploitation of women, which has been going on for a long time. But he suggested that this was a gentleman's club mentality that these men are trying to impose on women in general, and making these, shall we say, exotic exhibitionists something to look up to, as if they have to conform to this algorithm. What I would suggest is, women, take charge of your men. I'm going to go back to scripture for very briefly. A lot of women take exception to the, well, do you really think that we should submit to our husbands? Bad interpretation. You submit an application. If I say, Alex, I would submit to you that Eric Holder needs to be thrown out of his office. Submit means to bring to. All that scripture means, my interpretation of it, is that you bring your problem to the old man, tell him what you need, including if he's messing up, which he is.
Absolutely. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.